1332 4BU, the big break here with Daniel. Good morning. We do a thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious. ABBA, the winner takes it all. A pretty appropriate song for my next guest, Mike Ireland, the chairman for Bundaberg Rugby League. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you this morning? Beautiful morning in Bundaberg.
It is indeed. Now, a pretty appropriate song there, the winner takes it all, because it is a grand final on Sunday.
Yeah, mate, it's the big one on Sunday. And, of course, we open at 7 o'clock. The gates open at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And we've got the junior and senior league grand finals. And we start with the under-13s at 8 a.m. Then we've got the under-14s at 9 a.m. Under-15s at 10 a.m. And then at under-16s at 11:15. Then at 12:30, we've got our under-18 grand final, reserve grade grand final at 1:45, and then the big one, 3:30. Brothers, past brothers, the premiers from last year up against the much improved Hervey Bay for the grand final for 2022. So what a great day at a Solar Oval on Sunday it's going to be.
You get there at 8 o'clock and you've got a full day action-packed, and the fact that it's reasonably priced as well for entry.
Yeah, it's like $7 entry for the whole day, and obviously pensioners, $4. But look, it'll be a concession card holders, $4. Yep. It'll be a great day, and look, I think if you can get out there at 8 o'clock and spend the whole day out there for $7 for opened, I think that's a pretty good deal, and I know there's going to be some fantastic football, and I'd encourage people to get out early and watch the junior games, yep, because there's some good young juniors getting around in our local league out there, and I think you know, look, if people get out and see, who knows, we might even see a former Queensland player playing out there in the juniors this weekend.
You just never know, do you? And a bit of we'll catch up more next week about a wrap up, but your thoughts on the season so far, because you had a few challenges through the year.
Yeah, mate, look, it's been a you know, when you look, we started way back in March, and then we had a couple of washouts, and we had to have make up games, and then of course we had the NRL game, and we had to we moved away from Solar Oval to get the oval in up and running for the NRL game. But we've done it in 2022, and that'll give us a little bit of an idea of what we need to do in 2023, when we'll know when the Bulldogs are playing here in 2023, and maybe we might have to start the season a little bit earlier. So that way we can allow for washouts and make-up games, and that we can have a couple of buys during the year. But I think the whole board at our last meeting were pretty impressed with the way the season's gone, and as I said, it's come right down to the semi-finals and the finals, and of course the grand final this weekend. So look, we're expecting a massive crowd out there on Sunday, and being a Sunday grand final, there's a lot of other sports that are played on Saturday, so I think we should get a massive crowd out there on Sunday. And as I said, I'd like to see people get there early and have a look at some of these junior teams, because they are fantastic the way the juniors come about and play their game. And they've certainly been watching a fair bit of it on TV, Daniel, because they leave everything on the field. They don't muck around, that's for sure.
No, indeed. Getting underway from 8 a.m. Mike, really do appreciate your time this morning.
No worries at all, mate, and we'll catch you next week.
That you will. That is Mike Ireland there, the chairman for Bundaberg Rugby League. Yeah, all getting underway from 8 a.m. It's 1332 4BU.